From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, March 20th. I'm Abby Larico. 10 months after a tornado cut a swath of destruction through St. Louis, the City Emergency Management Agency still doesn't have the staff or funding it needs.
Despite this understaffing and this underfunding, Mayor Spencer told me in an interview earlier this week that she feels more confident going into what has recently been the busiest months for tornadoes.
St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed gives us a deep dive on the cash-strapped city agency, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The City of St. Louis was in court yesterday to argue for the right to require that gun owners who want to leave their firearms in parked cars must put them in a lockbox. STLPR's Rachel Lippman says the case is a challenge to a 2017 ordinance.
A resident who was prosecuted for not following the law sued in 2024. Last year, a judge agreed with the resident's attorney that the ordinance violated a state law, stripping local governments of the authority to pass most gun regulations. The two sides agree there are limits on local gun laws. An attorney for the gun owner says the state law clearly applies to all local gun restrictions, but an attorney for the city, Nathan Puckett, says the limits only apply to the areas listed. They don't include storage.
This is not a novel concept. The U.S. Supreme Court has recognized that firearm storage has been a distinct area of legislation since the beginning of the Republic.
The court will rule on the case at a later date. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The remaining uncalled statewide race in this week's Illinois primary election has been decided. The Democrats' nominee for comptroller will be State Representative Margaret Croak of Chicago. Capital News Illinois reports she won a narrow victory over State Senator Karina Villa of West Chicago after the race was too close to call on election night. Her victory cements another win for Governor J.B. Pritzker, who endorsed Croak in the race. In November, she will face Republican Brian Drew of Marion in the first open election for the comptroller's office since 2016. Incumbent Susana Mendoza is not seeking re-election after nearly 10 years in office. The Federal Communications Commission has approved a deal that could reshape St. Louis's TV news market. The FCC had been reviewing Nexstar Media Group's estimated $6.2 billion acquisition of Tegna Inc. for months. The local television giant Nexstar owns more than 200 stations nationwide and is the parent company of St. Louis stations KTVI, Fox 2, and KPLR, STL 11. The St. Louis NBC affiliate, KSDK, 5 on Your Side, is one of Tegna's 64 news brands across the country. This comes after Wednesday, 8 Democratic state attorneys general, including Kwame Raoul of Illinois, sued to block the merger. They argued the deal would likely result in job cuts in local newsrooms and decreased competition.
This lawsuit centers around protecting consumers from higher bills and protecting communities from losing the benefits of strong local news.
The attorneys general argue that the plan violates federal antitrust laws. President Donald Trump and FCC Chairman Brendan Carr had publicly supported the measure. Immigrants living in the St. Louis region continue to fear being detained by ICE. One Cameroonian was taken into custody on January 22nd during a routine immigration check-in. As STLPR's Andrea Henderson reports, her friends say she's not a criminal and doesn't belong behind bars.
Joshua Blows rode with his friend Armand Namini to her yearly immigration check-in. But while there, ICE officers in St. Louis told her she couldn't leave because she had a prior shoplifting charge on her record. Namini was taken to the Phelps County Jail that same day. Blows says Namini is a loyal friend and wonderful cook who he misses dearly. He didn't think she would be detained because he says she's an upstanding person.
She's an absolute light. And if it's dark where you're at and she's around, it's no longer dark. That's who she is. She's genuine and she loves and cares without reserve.
Blows hopes the judge will soon let Namini out on bond so she can fight her case from home. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Republican congressman from Springfield, Missouri, says that the U.S. Senate's filibuster should resemble the one used in the state Senate. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on why Representative Eric Burleson believes it will create a better legislative environment.
When somebody filibusters something in the U.S. Senate, they don't actually have to talk, but rather file an intent to object. Burleson says senators should be forced to speak on the floor for lengthy periods of time if they want to block something. That's what happens in the Missouri Senate, where Burleson served for 4 years.
It often sparks negotiations, and sometimes those negotiations return a better product.
Some conservatives want the U.S. Senate to adopt the talking filibuster now to help pass legislation that, among other things, requires proof of citizenship to register to vote. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Burleson made his comments on the Politically Speaking podcast. You can listen to that full interview at stlpr.org or wherever you get podcasts like The Gateway. A volunteer at the St. Louis Pet Adoption Center has founded a nonprofit to support the animal shelter. Former Commerce Bank executive Sarah Foster created the Friends of the St. Louis County Animal Shelter Foundation and will serve as its first president. The foundation will fill the gap between public funds and urgent needs at the shelter. The county took over operations in 2024. The first projects will be to raise money for emergency medical funds and create more kennel space at the shelter. The shelter has dealt with overcrowding. At the same time, the county has faced a financial shortfall and cut department budgets. Leaders of the Regional Arts Commission of St. Louis are defending the grant-making organization's use of tax dollars. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, RAC officials responded to a state audit and news reports calling its spending into question.
RAC distributes millions of dollars to artists and organizations in St. Louis and St. Louis County each year, money it receives from a portion of the tax on motel and hotel stays. Tino Choa, chair of RAC's board, dismissed recent criticism of RAC's spending following Missouri State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick's announcement of a financial audit. Choa said the complaints are politically motivated.
Various lobbyists and consultants have been engaged to take us out. And I do use those words, take us out. This isn't just an attack on RAC. It's an effort to challenge whether public funding for the arts should even exist and who should control it.
RAC's spending on staff bonuses, travel, and office overhead is among the concerns the state auditor cited when he announced his investigation. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Fabulous Fox has announced its lineup of shows for next season, and the theater hopes it's popular with musical lovers. Wicked will culminate the season with 8 shows next May. The Broadway season also includes Clue, The Great Gatsby, Death Becomes Her, and Beauty and the Beast, among others. The Tony Award winner for Best New Musical, Maybe Happy Ending, will also be staged. The slate of extra shows outside the regular season includes The Book of Mormon, Legally Blonde, the musical, and Mamma Mia. Tickets for individual shows will go on sale in the coming months. This week marks 10 months since a deadly tornado tore through parts of St. Louis. As the region enters what has recently been the busiest period for tornadoes, St. Louis's Emergency Management Agency, which leads disaster response and helps prepare the city in case of emergencies, remains underfunded and understaffed. STLPR's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with our Hiba Ahmed to understand how long the funding issues have been in place and what the future looks like for the agency.
So, Hiba, what is the state of SEMA today?
So, the agency is under new leadership with Commissioner Greg Favor leading the charge. And just this week, Marissa Ann, the Board of Estimate and Apportionment approved funding that would give the agency 7 positions, which is just up from 6. And it's important to note that only 3 of those positions are filled, which includes Favor's role. But, you know, this funding isn't necessarily enough. Favor told STLPR earlier this year that he believes the agency needs 15 full-time positions to operate at its full capacity. In addition to the lack of city funds, the agency has also seen a drop in federal funding. I reviewed the agency's application to a FEMA grant program, which was described to me as a lifeline for emergency management agencies across the nation. And we found that there has been a decline in those federal funds for years. The agency hasn't had a chance yet to make its case to the Board of Aldermen for additional funding since the tornado. It's operating with a pretty small budget. We found it to be just a fraction of the overall budget for the Department of Public Safety. But, you know, despite this understaffing and this underfunding, Mayor Spencer told me in an interview earlier this week that she feels more confident going into what has recently been the busiest months for tornadoes because of the way Favor and SEMA has shown up in recent planning calls for the freezing temperatures and snow snow we experienced over the winter.
I recall that SEMA and its former commissioner, Sarah Russell, came under a lot of scrutiny in the early days after the May 16th tornado, correct?
Yeah. Mayor Kara Spencer placed Russell on leave just 5 days after the storm because of the siren failures that I'm sure you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Russell was later fired in August after the city commissioned the Carmody report, which found, quote, cascading failures and laid the blame of SEMA's problems at Russell's feet. But, you know, Russell has pushed back on a lot of those claims in the Carmody report and has defended their leadership. One of the things Russell pointed to is that SEMA has been chronically underfunded and understaffed for years, which they argue made it a lot harder to respond to any sort of disaster. You know, Russell hasn't done a ton of public interviews since they were fired, but they did speak to us for this story. Take a listen.
Can a staff of four people in an emergency management agency for a large metropolitan city have a city positioned to respond to a major EF3 tornado? It's very difficult.
Mayor Spencer told me this week that part of the reason why she believes the agency has been chronically underfunded is that the agency isn't super visible, and that makes it harder to make the case for additional funding, especially when pretty much every city agency is asking for more money and staff. She says that SEMA is now in charge with leading the response to extreme weather year-round, which she hopes will safeguard the agency going forward.
So what's next for SEMA? Any signs it will get the funding that it needs?
Honestly, it's pretty unclear. SEMA, along with every other city department, will make its pitch to the Board of Aldermen later this spring. And Favor is expected to ask for more funding, and Spencer has said that she would support that request. But this is, of course, happening against the backdrop of these tense negotiations between the city and the St. Louis Police Department, which is asking for $250 million, something Mayor Spencer has said that would be catastrophic for the overall city budget. So we just really have to wait and see.
That's St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed. Thank you, Hiba.
Thank you so much, Marisan.
STLPR's Kate Grumke, Rachel Littman, and Kayvon Mansouri also contributed to that story. You can read more at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend.